I'm going to now transition our call over to the last 30 minutes are scheduled to be a leadership advocacy review for preparing people to go visit with their legislators or staffs when congressional representatives and senators return home to their districts in a couple weeks for the congressional recess. NPA is encouraging members to meet with their legislators, and Dr. Val Arkush, who is immediate past president, is going to take us through some ideas about effectively communicating with our legislators and advocating for our positions on gun violence prevention. Let me just introduce Val here for a second. So Dr. Val Arkush is in Philadelphia, and she's the immediate past president of NPA, as I mentioned. She's professor of clinical anesthesiology and clinical obstetrics and gynecology at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. Her primary clinical focus is obstetric anesthesiology, and she holds a master's of public health degree with a concentration in health policy from Johns Hopkins. Her current policy focus is on the impact of national health reform efforts on cost, quality, and access to care for the uninsured. Dr. Val.
Thanks, Jeff. What a great call tonight. And thanks to Dr. Wintemute for spending this time with us tonight. And thanks to all of you for joining this call. And I apologize for my voice. I've got a little bit of a cold. So we have a real opportunity before us. We certainly, unfortunately, because of this tragedy, have the full attention of the President and all members of Congress on the idea of reducing gun violence in this country. And, you know, it is incredibly unfortunate that it took the tragedy that it did to get us to this place. But we are at this place, and absolutely there is a window of opportunity open to get legislation passed that will help at least, and we may not get everything that we want, but I think there's a real opportunity here to get some, at least some of what we want, in terms of reducing gun violence in this country. So we are encouraging all of you to try to take some time in the next couple of weeks to make an appointment and prepare for a visit in your local district office during the week of February 18th. That all members of both the House and Senate will be on recess, so they'll be probably home for the most part in their home districts. And it is a great time to go in and make an appointment. Now, you may or may not see the senator or member of Congress themselves, but they usually, during these recess periods, have extra staff available to meet with constituents. So it's a great time to just get in. Now, this can feel a little intimidating. It certainly was for me the first time that I went. And I want to give you a couple of pieces of advice for doing this. Number one, get a buddy. Having a buddy in one of these visits is really great, especially, you know, if you can get three or four people. That's always really helpful. And it doesn't have to be another doctor. It could be another person in the medical field. It could be a friend or neighbor who has a story to tell about gun violence. But it is great if you can, if you're at all nervous about this, to go with a friend. The most important thing that you can do at the visit is share your personal stories about patients. Obviously, you want to keep all patient information confidential, but patients or other experiences you've had in your daily work and how gun violence has impacted that. It's so important to tell these stories, and that is actually, as a physician, the most important thing you can do, really more important than needing to feel like you have to be a policy expert on this topic. The reason that that is so important is that we all respond to emotion and stories that share our values much more deeply than we respond to facts. And so all of our policymakers are hearing lots of facts from all sorts of different groups, but I can guarantee you that they are much more likely to remember a compelling story about a patient that you took care of, maybe who came into an emergency room having just been shot, or maybe in the months or years after as that person tried to heal and deal with their trauma. That story will be remembered much, much more readily than any fax will. So one of the pieces of prepping for a visit like this is to think about a story that you might want to tell. It's also very helpful to do a little bit of research on the member of Congress that you're going to visit, either a congressman or a senator. And if you can, try to get a sense of where they stand on this issue, just so you know where you're going, what you're going to face when you go in. And if it's someone that you know has a strong position that is in favor of taking steps to reduce gun violence, one of the first things you want to do is thank them for having that position, because you know that there's plenty of other people in that office who are very, very angry that they have that position. So you want to let them know that you're on that side. And tell your story. Let them know where you work. You can go visit your own members of Congress if you're their constituent, or you can go visit members of Congress who are the congressional representatives for the place where your office or hospital is located. You know, whatever is easiest, either way is totally fine. It's also really helpful to know that, as a general rule, when you're talking about an issue, that anger motivates people and fear tends to shut people down. So any stories that are, you know, obviously, hopefully you don't have any stories quite like the Newtown tragedy, but stories that illustrate or bring out that emotion of anger for the injustice of something that has happened are also going to be stories that are going to be remembered by the person that you're talking to. So as I mentioned at the beginning, Congress is in recess beginning February 18th, and so this is the time, you know, starting tomorrow, to reach out to your district offices and see if you can get an appointment. We have tried to make this as easy as possible. On our website, on the gun violence prevention page, there's now links where you can click to find your U.S. senators or your U.S. House of Representatives number. And then we also have links to find your state legislators. And that kind of a visit, if there's anything going on specifically in your state, you can do those visits, you know, almost any time. It's much more easy, much easier to meet with your state legislators than your members of Congress who are frequently in Washington. But those links are there for you, so you can find them easily. So get that appointment set up in the next couple of days. You should always call ahead the day before or 2 days before to confirm that your visit is still scheduled and that something hasn't come up. And just make sure you do your homework. Think about your story. Think about what two or three points you think are the most important that you want to make sure you make in your visit. Your visits will be short. You know, it's very unusual to have more than about 15 minutes, either with a staff person or, if it is with a member of Congress, it might even be a little bit shorter, and then they might have you spend some additional time with a staff member. Now, it's very important to have a very tangible ask. And in this case, that ask is pretty simple. We are here to ask you to support any efforts that Congress is going to make to reduce gun violence in the United States. In the Senate, Senator Feinstein has already introduced a bill. I am uncertain. Jeff, has anything actually been introduced in the House that you're aware of? I don't think. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think a bill has actually been introduced yet in the House, but you could certainly encourage your member of Congress to support any bill that will get introduced, because there probably will be fairly soon. You can ask them to consider being a co-sponsor of that legislation or offering a specific amendment if there's a particular issue that you are concerned about, say maybe some of these safety measures. You can advocate for that. And then it's always very important to leave something behind. Our MPA Policy Committee is working on a two-page document that could be left behind on these visits that outline where MPA stands on this issue. And we also have available on our gun violence page, our gun violence prevention page, a link to download the text of the comments that we sent to Vice President Biden's group that was collecting suggestions from groups like ours who are very invested in this effort. So the other thing that could happen during the visit is that the staff or the member of Congress might ask you for some information. If there's anything that you think you can provide them, please agree to do that and try to get that back to them as quickly as possible. And then if you are willing to do something more public, for instance, maybe your member of Congress is going to be planning a town hall. If that's something within your comfort level that you'd be willing to participate in that, you should let them know that you would be willing to do an event like that, or you know, whatever is within your comfort level that they might be working on. I also want to give you some other ideas that if you just your schedule doesn't permit or it just was too daunting to try to do a visit on the week of February 18th, we have links where you can send letters to your lawmakers or call them. And, you know, sometimes I think calling is just the easiest thing. It's really a five-minute phone call to call their office. You can call their Washington office or their local office. Identify yourself as a physician. Tell them where you practice. Tell them you're a member of the National Physicians Alliance and how you feel about the importance of reducing gun violence. It's also pretty simple to get letters into your local paper. Most communities have sort of smaller local papers, and we would be happy to help you with getting that letter written. You can also, if you're willing, work on an op-ed that could be submitted to one of the more major newspapers, particularly if you live in a bigger city. And again, we're happy to help with that. You can just email npa@npalliance.org. And we would let us know that you want some help with that, and we have people that are ready and willing to help. We would love to find some people who'd like to blog about this issue. We welcome submissions to the NPA blog, or if you want to cross-link a blog that you're doing for another organization, we'd be happy to work on that with you. Mark Ryan is in charge of that for us, Dr. Mark Ryan. And his email is mark.ryan@npalliance.net, not .org, .net. And he'd be happy to help us blog or receive a blog post. We are posting on our Facebook page, and if you're not already on our Facebook page, if you haven't liked our page, please look for it. And please feel free to share our posts on your Facebook pages. And you can follow NPA on Twitter at NPALive. That's NPALIVE. And you can retweet our tweets. And all of those things really help spread the message. The NPA is also working with other organizations, some of whom are looking at involving members in communities all across the country. There are groups that are finding people that are willing to host people in their home or set up community conversations about the importance of gun violence prevention. And if you would be interested in doing something like that in your community, either actually hosting the event or participating at an event that's near you, we're hoping to be able to offer some of those in the fairly near future with some of the partner organizations that we work with. So you can either just send an email to npa@npalliance.org, or even better, if you go to our gun violence prevention page at our website, there's a place where you can click that says get involved with NPA efforts to prevent gun violence, and you can click off what kinds of activities you would be interested in, and there's a text box where you can give us some more specific information. And then I'd just like to point out one more thing. You've heard both myself and our speaker tonight talk about gun violence prevention. And that language is actually very, very important. Words or language like gun control triggers all sorts of Second Amendment issues. And for those who are very strong proponents of the Second Amendment, words like control will immediately end any conversation with someone like that. But the language of gun violence prevention resonates with many, many, many people on both sides of this issue. So it's very important to talk about it in that way. And at NPA, we're framing this as the public health crisis that this is. And as a physician, it's very, very easy to talk about the importance of reducing gun violence as a public health measure in the communities in which we live and work and practice and care for patients. So just to give you a little bit of that language to think about when you're preparing for these visits or writing a blog post or thinking about writing a letter to your local paper. And again, we'll be happy, happy, happy to help you with any of those efforts. So I think that's all I have in terms of prepared remarks. I'd be happy to also take any questions if anyone has any. I think at this point, if you want to unmute by pressing *6, you can feel free to do that and just ask a question. Jeff, while people are thinking, is there anything you
want to ask? This is Mary Carol. I was wondering what the specific follow-up is going to be for people who might come onto the MPA website and sign up for the gun violence prevention task force like you were talking about. Like, who's going to get in touch with them, or is that something we can expect?
Yes. Becky Martin is following up. Becky's our project manager. She will be following up with people who raise their hand and say, I'd like to do X, Y, or Z. Any other questions? All right, Jeff, do you have any other comments you'd like to make?
I don't think so. Can people, I think I'm unmuted here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
No, I just want to really encourage and let people know that this has been a joint effort of many people having this call tonight, as well as assembling our gun violence prevention task force within NPA since the tragedy in December, and this wasn't something NPA was planning on, but it really gets to the root of why we were founded, because we really do feel it's important for physicians to make their voices heard about ending this public health crisis and speaking out about what the evidence is around effective gun violence prevention measures, and hopefully turning the tide on this. So it's been an issue that I think has been very inspiring for our membership as well. We've had a lot of activity and new members that have joined NPA and gotten more involved with NPA. But we're really looking to all of you who are on the call to really help continue this work and see how we can make a difference. And this is really just the beginning. I think Garen really set up, if you've read his piece and also listening to him tonight, talking about this in a way where we can really capture some of the nation's attention right now to hopefully and channel that into improvement in society with reducing this, but also that this will be a long struggle. And hopefully meeting with your legislators in a couple of weeks will be a great first step. I just wanted to ask, too, and see, I think those of you who are involved in the leadership certainly can send questions to Becky Martin or myself. My email is out on the call information tonight, and we can certainly channel you to the right person or get you going in the right direction. We are going to be working on those materials that you can take along to your legislative visits and hopefully have that done within a week or so and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Is there any other
Just one final comment. If you do make a legislative visit, please circle back and let us know who you met with and how it went. And you could just email that information to Jeff, whose email you should have from the email about the call tonight. Very helpful for us to know who actually was able to get a visit and how that member of Congress responded.
Yeah, and actually what would be great is as soon as you have a visit actually scheduled, if you could let us know as well, send myself an email, and we'd like to help track that, and we'll kind of help close the loop too and be a resource for you then if you do have questions that come up leading up to the visit or afterwards.